Welcome to the Happy Baby Show, where you'll learn to understand everything you need to know about your baby and toddler's sleep, feeding, health and development, and most importantly, how they all work together for a happy, thriving babe and parents. I'm your host, Jen Butler, and I'm a maternal and child health nurse, certified breastfeeding and sleep consultant, a circle security facilitator, and a mama to three babes of my own. Join me as I explore all things early parenting in toddler-friendly, bite-sized episodes, because let's be honest, your toddler is probably smothering pseudo cream on the walls as we speak. Are you ready to feel confident in this wild ride of parenthood? Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to the Happy Baby Show. This is episode 106. I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. I'm diving into the whole concept around support in motherhood, support in parenthood, and the overarching theme that we were not meant to do it alone. However, in today's society, a large majority of us mums are very much doing it alone. Now, I'm going to start by taking it back into pregnancy, and we're going to talk a little bit about pregnancy care. And bear with me, it's going to make sense in a moment. But during pregnancy care here in Australia, and most likely across most countries as well, you will see a midwife or obstetrician around 10 times during roughly a 7-month period of your pregnancy. Because usually in those first 3 months, you know, you might see a GP, but the real pregnancy care doesn't really start until, you know, closer to that 16, 20 week mark. And in that time then, you're seeing your care provider around 10 times. Now, then, as we know, you will have a baby, depending on your type of birth, will depend how long you spend in hospital. But I know here in Victoria that for the majority of normal vaginal deliveries, if all is well, then often you'll get sent home after 24 hours. Sometimes it's 48 hours. It obviously all depends on public versus private. And you'll have some domiciliary follow-up. Private sector, a little bit different. Caesarean section, you'll have a slightly longer recovery period in hospital as well. And then you're handed your baby and off you go. Now, in Victoria, and I am talking about Victoria because I live in Victoria, they, in terms of your care in those early years, we have key age and stage visits. So they're called the CAS visits. And you get 10 of those across a 3.5 year period. Now, remember when I said that when you're pregnant, you have 10 visits across 7 months. And then once you've had your baby, you have 10 visits across 3.5 years. Now, usually you rock up to your visits. And if you have got stuff that's going on, questions that you want to ask, you have about a 30 minute time period to brain dump everything that you're dying to know about. And realistically, in that time frame, I was a maternal and child health nurse working in the center, and I know from both a professional and consumer's point of view that a 30 minute period is a very hard time frame to try and get out all of the things that you want to know. You're barely scraping the surface in those 30 minute consults. So often you're leaving these consults, and especially if you're a first-time parent, or regardless, it doesn't matter how many children you have, if there's stuff going on and you're sort of only able to touch the surface of what's going on, you're often left feeling really stressful, still feeling really uncertain about what's going on, and you're still having so many of these what the hell moments. And then chances are that it's weeks or months. It's usually months, realistically. Like, there's months between visits. So the same goes for your mother's group. So many mother's groups are structured in the way that for, say, a 6 to 8 week period, you will turn up to your local center and you have some education. And over that 8 week block, you're getting a lot of support. But then after that 6 to 8 week block's finished, that education finishes, and most likely it's only focused on certain elements of what's happening in that time frame. And hopefully, I've got my fingers crossed here, but hopefully you vibe with your mother's group and then you have some continued mum-to-mum support. But even when you do have that mum-to-mum support, it can sometimes feel like it's the blind leading the blind. And I have a topic. I have an episode, I should say, on this very topic coming up in a few weeks. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you want to check that one out. But, and in other cases, some mums just aren't vibing with their mother's group, because sometimes you can go and meet a group of mums that you're like, yep, these women are my women. We have shared parenting values. We are on the same wavelength, feeling good, and you develop a really great friendship. I know for me, like, I had a good mother's group, don't get me wrong, but after our 6 to 8 week block, our friendships didn't really continue because we were just had different parenting values. We just weren't having that shared parenting experience and all of those things. So this leads me on to talking about this elusive village we're told that we should have to help raise a child. We've all heard that saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Now, I don't know about you, but particularly with my first son, Max, I can honestly hand on heart say I had no village. So, I mean, my husband is wonderful. However, when I had my first son, Max, we were living in Melbourne. He was working 6 days a week. He was working massive hours. Like, he was leaving for work at 4:30, home by 5:30, you know, really long days, 6 days a week. Living in Melbourne, I'm from the country. We were 3.5 hours away from my family and close friends. And the reality of that for me was days spent at home alone with a baby who wasn't feeding, he wasn't sleeping. I was in the depths of postnatal depression. You know, it was the hardest time of my life. And because I didn't click, I guess, with my mother's group, I didn't even have that contact with, you know, like the catch-ups or anyone who I could even sort of, you know, message and be like, or like even... And this might be showing my age, but I swear, like, Facebook 100% was around. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that old. But I feel that since I've had Max, there has been a big increase in the number of support groups and things, because there wasn't that level of support that was available back then. And look, I think that when it comes to online mums groups, you have to choose your online mums groups very carefully, because just because, for example, a lot of mums are in location-based online mums groups, which is great, but just because you all live in the same area does not mean you have shared parenting values. Magic comes when you're in an online or a face-to-face mothers group where you have shared parenting values. That is when you can really get the most out of those. So that's a little side note that I wanted to talk about. But I can certainly say that in my experience, that I certainly didn't have any sort of real village to help me raise my little boy. Now, I'm really hoping that if you're listening, that your experience is polar opposite to what I've described. But if you're someone who is nodding along, then I want to let you know about today's giveaway for your Mother's Day giveaway. Because in today's giveaway, I am offering an annual membership inside the Happy Baby Code membership for one wonderful family. What the Happy Baby Code membership offers, so a couple of days ago, I did a giveaway of the Happy Baby program, which I spoke about was my self-paced version of the Happy Baby Code membership. So the Happy Baby Code membership offers you the on-demand evidence-based lessons that I spoke about in the Happy Baby program, but it also adds in expert support that you need to confidently and intuitively navigate your baby or toddler's first 3 years of life. So this was going back to what I was talking about with the gaps between all the maternal and child health visits, you know, the question mark around whether or not you're going to click with your mother's group or what's going to happen after those 6 to 8 week education sessions end. Like, it's for me, creating the Happy Baby Code membership was about filling in the gaps between these things, so that instead of you feeling like you're, you know, it's the blind leading the blind in the mother's group, or you scratching your head in between all of those key age and stage visits going, well, what the heck am I doing right now? What do I need to do now? And how can I access that support? The Happy Baby Code membership allows that weekly support in order for you to feel confident no matter how many breaks there are in the appointments between your visits. So the membership combines access to an online portal, and it's filled with 100 evidence-based lessons that teaches you all about sleep, feeding, health, development, changes you'll experience across your baby or toddler's first 3 years, and it pairs it with weekly expert sleep, feeding, health and development support delivered by experts in the field. So I'm one of the presenters that I run my monthly sleep chat. And then there is a dietitian, an IBCLC, and various health professionals who come in and present on health and development. Plus, access to a 24/7 community of like-minded mums. So this is that where instead of just having an online group that is based on location, it's instead pulling together a group and a community of like-minded parents. And that is where the power in online support and face-to-face, but if you've got that online group, that's where that support lives. And they're the successful and useful groups for you is when you have shared parenting visions. So if this is something that sounds like a great fit for your family, for your parenting vision, then you can enter the giveaway. And all you need to do to enter that is head to www.jenniferbutler.online/giveaway. It is the last day of your Mother's Day giveaway. And I'm finishing with a bang because you can get a annual membership to the Happy Baby Code. So very excited to be giving away this spot. Now, just if you are listening outside of the Mother's Day giveaway period, the enrollment to the Happy Baby Code membership only happens a few times a year, so it's not open all of the time. Enrollment isn't open all the time. So if you are listening outside this giveaway time, come on over, join the wait list so that you're the first to be notified of when the enrollment period opens once more. And you can pop your name down on the wait list by heading to www.jenniferbutler.online/the-happy-baby-code. Lots of dashes in there. I'll link to all of these in the notes underneath the episode as well, in case you want to access those easily. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'd love to hear your reflections. Send me a DM over on my Instagram at Jen Butler Early Parenting. And I love connecting with people over there as well. So I'd love to hear what your support network's like, whether you can relate to my story, or perhaps you've had a completely different experience, because I hope that you've had a completely different experience to what I have had. Anyway, after today, we're going back into weekly episodes. So I will be back in your ears next Wednesday for a brand new episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you then.